Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, Dead and Company, are closing out 2019. Dead and Company are closing out 2019 with two shows at the Chase Center in San Francisco, December 30th and December 31st. That would be New Year's Eve, everybody.
Do people still trip at their shows?
Probably. I don't really know. I mean,
you'd think, right? I mean, that was the culture.
Sure. And I guess there's just people looking for excuses to trip. I don't
excuses.
I don't know.
Yeah. You mean places?
Maybe.
You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you're kind of a grown up and you have some responsibilities and stuff. And you're like, yeah, but I'm going to a Dead show.
Right.
Gonna have to score a tab.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible to
me. It does sound horrible, but, you know, that's because.
Scary, too.
Hey, you've never tripped? Because I've never tripped. Mm. Oh, you have tripped.
Yeah. But I'm not the kind of person that does that in public.
Oh. Yeah, like out at a show, no thanks.
I would freak out.
Yeah, I would not do it. I just I know what I can handle, and that's not what
the
I,
reason
I can
why you can do it at a Dead show is because everyone's doing it at a Dead show, so it's not like you're in some, you know, you're the only one
right. Sticking out like a sore thumb.
I've done that in public by accident, for the record, mm-hmm. But a friend of mine and I did it, and we were the only two people, and we were like in our own little world. And if you look, you like look up from it and go, oh my God, everyone's around us.
Right.
We're just sitting here like idiots. We've got to get out of here.
Mm. I'm sure we can fly. Let's go to the top of the building and go. Anyway, the Dead and Company, which is John Mayer and the Dead,
right.
Closing out 2019, two shows at the Chase Center. And if you'd like to let us take care of your New Year's Eve festivities.
Sounds good.
It's nice to have that all settled. Mm-hmm. The beginning of October. I can't believe it's October already. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Today's the first. Be caller number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of tickets for the New Year's Eve show. Tickets go on sale this Friday at LiveNation.com. Corey's got the phones. Be caller number 9. 800-400-3697.
Okay.
All right. Celebrities and kissing scenes.
All right.
Seems to me like it'd be really. It's like you know how you took up smoking again for your big starring role in Pat Gillis's film, America's Still the Place.
I do. My character was a smoker, and I knew it.
So, well, of course your character was going to be a smoker. It was the 70s.
Right.
So, to me, that's kind of like acting like you don't enjoy a kissing scene. Like, you know, you have an excuse to do it, no matter what your situation is in real life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, maybe you're doing a movie with Tom Cruise or Ryan Reynolds or somebody that you really actually like to kiss. Everyone always says, all these actors and actresses always say, oh, no, it's awful. There's people all around you and there's nothing intimate or sexual.
It seems horrible to me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'd be so into it. I'm like, oh, it's all the horror. Yeah. I'm doing a movie with Hugh Grant. Ugh.
His scene is gross.
The last thing I want to do is kiss that guy. It's so bogus. Ugh. So I have a bunch of celebrities talking about their worst on-screen kiss. And some of them are really funny.
Oh, no.
So, and I have a ton of them. I won't even get to them all. But some of these are like, people are actually mean. As in, Jennifer Lawrence knows she's going to have to kiss someone, so she eats tuna fish or garlic or some other thing.
Oh, no.
Like, on purpose, so that they have to act.
I don't believe that.
Somebody mentioned that. One of the actors mentioned that.
It's Liam Hemsworth. He played Gale in The Hunger Games, mm-hmm. And he said this was her sense of humor.
Oh, well, if they have had these things, you know, well, a relationship, and they're, to me...
No, they've never dated.
No, but I mean, they knew each other a right. long time. These are movies that have what? They're on. There's four of them?
Yes.
So they were together a lot. So maybe right. she did it with him. But
yeah,
in my opinion, we all, just like I don't want to fart around my lady, we all want to be seen in a good light, especially when it comes to making out.
Maybe
or
she was
boning.
Like, I don't need this guy falling in love with me.
Maybe.
I'm going to eat some tuna.
I'm going to be gross.
I'm going to be super gross.
Yeah, I mean, I think that my instinct alone would be something that my partner could be mad about. Where you're like, well, I want to do the best. I want to kiss my best. I want to taste my best. I want to kiss my best. And, you know, if your partner's there looking at you trying to get yourself together, they might be like, what in the hell are you doing? Why don't you dial that back a little bit? Go in a little sloppy.
Right. As in.
Save your best for me.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Here, eat this garlic clove.
I can see that. I actually can see that, you know, it's a bad show to try too hard. Mm. But then, you know, how could you not if you're about to make out with some starlet?
Here's another one of those ones where people had just a gross taste in their mouth. Miles Teller, who had to kiss Shailene Woodley in a movie called The Spectacular Now. I've never even heard of this movie.
Me neither.
But I know who both those actors are. He says, before our first kissing scene, Shailene took these Chinese dirt supplements and shoved them in her mouth.
Oh.
It's like a dirt pouch, he said, and it smells like crap.
Ew.
So that seems sexy.
I could see cigarettes being the thing that sort of makes right. someone go, oh, God, you're so gross.
Yeah.
You know what I heard is that the guy who played Clark Gable, who played Rhett Butler, and is it Vivian Leigh who played Scarlett O'Hara?
The halitosis.
She said his halitosis was... legendary. Everybody knew it. Mm-hmm. You know, he was one of these people that you couldn't even, you know, you had to back up when they were, and I don't even know if he must have been aware if everyone's talking about it in the press or whatever. but she said it was all she could do to not vomit when she had to do all those scenes where she was right up in his face.
You know, I have come across those people where it's a topic of conversation that they're smelly and yet they seem to almost revel in that.
No.
Mm-hmm. You know? It's not like they change their...
Like, yep, I got bad breath. Or what?
I don't know.
Yep, I got B.O.
Right.
I always think of Donald Trump said that to Larry King.
Yes.
As they're talking. And Donald's like, Larry, God, your breath, back up. But, you know, he was known for his cigars.
Oh.
Well, he was Larry a long King. Time...
He said that on the air? Known.
Yeah.
He was a long time cigarette smoker. So I don't know when he switched to cigars, but that's a dude who's had open... I think he's had open heart surgery because
he's had some stuff.
He's the guy who used to smoke his ciggies while he did his show.
Oh, right. Yeah. Man, they all used to do that. Remember, like, on the Carson show? They'd all have drinks and smokes.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's not that I miss those days, but it did seem like things were a little more relaxed on those shows. Like, they, you know,
different
getting kind of lit. Yeah.
In Japan recently, everybody was smoking in the restaurants. I was, like, stunned. So weird.
That's right.
Just hanging out, eating sushi, and everybody's lighting up right all around me, right next to me. I was like, wow, this is so weird.
I noticed that in Japan, too. I was like, because you don't, like, when we were growing up, people did smoke in restaurants.
Right. Yeah.
And they didn't even, you know, then there was, like, a smoking section, and there was no barrier between the two. Like, if you were seated in the edge of the non-smoking right. section, you could still smell it. But I don't know. We were, like, more used to it or something. I didn't notice it the way I notice it now. My parents both smoked when I was growing up. I just didn't notice it.
You know what? Even
now,
when I smoked,
gross.
I never had a cig while I was eating.
Yeah.
It was the after meal
Absolutely.
Cig. But while you're eating, to be like, I don't know.
No.
It's just weird.
I know. To
bite,
be,
puff. Bite, puff.
Yeah, it shows like such a... I know it's an addiction, so I get it. But it shows such an inability to just relax for a freaking second.
Right. Well, you know how it is when you're addicted to something. You can't relax until you're doing that.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, thank God I have my cigarette. Mm-hmm. Whew. Whew. Anyway, back to the list of bad kisses.
Oh, right. Make
Marina Baccarin, the hot chick from Homeland. She's a Ryan Reynolds girl in Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
She says, kissing him in that mask, in the Deadpool mask, was like kissing a giant latex condom. It basically just smells like rubber the whole time. So, you know. And it was a pretty extensive prosthetic, right? His whole face was all burned and stuff.
Hey, speaking of that.
Yes.
Have you ever done... how do we word this? Have you ever...
No.
While wearing a condom?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever...
What's the question?
trying to figure it out.
There are flavored condoms out there, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Never while.
No.
Huh.
No.
Have you?
Well, I've never. I did that to myself. I take that back. But besides myself, I've never given anybody one of those.
Yeah.
So I can't.
How old were you again when you were able to do that? And are you positive you can't anymore?
Yeah, can we get a picture of that?
I was like 14 and 15.
But your fear was that you'd get stuck like that? Your back would break?
No, my fear was that my mom would walk in. I didn't have a lock on my door.
You couldn't just put a big pillow
and it wasn't, frankly, it wasn't, you know, if it was more easily reachable, it might have been something that I, you know,
right.
would have considered
it was an
fun. I heard something. I had to contort a little in order to get there.
Just think how flexible you'd be now, though, if you continued that.
Fun. I'm still pretty flexible.
Yeah.
Actually,
well, let's see how flexible.
I'm
going to need to see that.
That's, yeah. I mean, that's one of the things about being, I'd say for me, it was 12 to 16, is you're just so, it's all you can think about.
Yeah.
Randy.
That's all I could think about. So I was always just trying to figure out a way, you know, to feel good and to have that happen. Don't wait for more words. Like, get to your next thing.
Sometimes when I wait, I get more words.
My point is, have you done that? And you haven't.
No.
And you haven't either.
No. Not that I remember.
And I don't do that.
Well, latex
to
does
boys.
Seem absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, it seems like the safe thing to do, though.
It does. And you probably definitely should do that.
With a stranger. Right? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just sitting here. I'm trying to.
When you were on that run through New England, you know, the years.
Yep.
Did you do that to boys?
Sure.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. I did everything.
Everything, including the.
No.
Well, that's not everything then.
Well, people weren't really doing that at the time.
That's
true.
Never
had anyone ask me.
That is true.
It seems like it's a regular menu item now. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
No thanks.
I look back on a girl that I was with who was the first person that sort of went there on me. She was like, and I hit the ceiling and was like, oh my God, what's wrong with you?
Sugar.
And now I'm like, that's what I called it. But now I'm like, man, she was way ahead of her time. Like, what a friendly lady. If only I could have relaxed for a second. So friendly.
Was it pinched off like a balloon knot? Anyway, Reese Witherspoon and Robert Pattinson had to kiss in that movie Water for Elephants.
I don't know that movie. Mm-hmm.
It was it's like a circus one. I read the book.
Oh,
I don't think I saw the movie. He had a terrible cold on the day that they had to make out. Reese says, it wasn't appealing. It wasn't pleasant. And Rob says, my nose was running all over the place. I was actually wiping it on her wig.
Oh, no.
Like, that just seems horrible.
Yeah.
I can see that I'm getting it. There are things that happen on the set. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're too good of friends and it feels weird, so you eat tuna or you're sick. I get it. But there's also a lot of love affairs that start on the set.
They do.
A lot.
Our lips met and it was electric.
Well, how could it not be?
Tobey Maguire, the upside down kiss with Kirsten Dunst.
Uh-huh.
In Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I had rainwater running up my nose. Then when Kristen rolled back the wet mask, she cut off the air completely. So I almost died. Kirsten Dunst is also another, she's another person here on the list. When she was 11 years old, she had to kiss Brad Pitt in Interview with a Vampire.
Oh.
Because her character plays a little girl who gets changed at age 11 or whatever, however old the little, I think her name is... Claudia or Claudette or Clarice or something. Mm-hmm. So she remains a little girl no matter how long she lives, and she's horrified. So she's a mature vampire, but she's, you know. She says everyone at the time was like, you're so lucky you kissed Brad Pitt, but I thought it was disgusting. She was little.
I bet he felt weird about it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, probably.
I would. Yeah. I'm not kissing an 11-year-old.
I know.
I need stunt lips.
Yeah,
right.
Somebody's stunt mouth.
That's
in here.
11 also.
Right. Helen Mirren had to kiss Harrison Ford in The Mosquito Coast. She says, the nicest, sweetest guy you could want to meet, but he can't kiss. He finds it impossible to kiss on screen. And Tandy Newton kissed Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 2. She says, it was slightly icky and sort of wet.
Oh.
Yuck.
Yeah. Speaking of kisses, you get a nice kiss when you get married. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you get married for the second time to the same person. Justin and Hailey Bieber.
Who would do that?
Justin and Hailey Bieber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They got married again. This was, I think, in South Carolina at this place where all the other guests were informed like a minute before the thing that they couldn't use any of the amenities there at this posh-ass place that they were staying at. So Hailey's sister, Alaia, A-L-A-I-A, Alaia, possibly, and her cousin, Ireland, were bridesmaids. That's Alec Baldwin's daughter. Obviously, Hailey's dad, Stephen Baldwin, was there, and so was Alec, which I guess means his wife and their 100 kids. Justin's parents, Patty Mallette and Jeremy Bieber, were there, too. Justin and Hailey exchanged vows in front of about 150 people in this really cute little chapel, really picturesque. Celebrity guests included Kendall and Kylie Jenner, Ed Sheeran, Travis Scott, Usher, Jaden Smith, and Justin's manager, Scooter Braun. The night before the wedding, they did a rehearsal dinner out on a boat. Here's a shot of them getting onto the boat. They look amazing. How cute they look. So they did the rehearsal dinner, and they're all, the whole party's out on the boat and having a great time. And then they come back in, and they all watch The Notebook together.
But
which, to me, listen, I love that movie, and it is super romantic. It's about, like, sort
was
of an enduring
there?
Love. I don't know. Maybe. Sounds right. I didn't even think of that. Or they just love it because it's such a great love story.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I cried like the ugliest, longest cry so many times during that movie. Like, that is a cry movie.
Ugh.
You bought, like,
it's,
I remember the next day.
Such a beautiful movie, though.
It's so beautiful. But I remember waking up the next day with my face just swollen
puffed
up from
out.
Crying. Just like crazy. If I cry and go to bed, forget it. Like, my face is ruined the next day. Really ruined. And I was thinking, that is the last thing you'd want to watch on the day before your wedding. You'd be all puffy. You can't have a puffy face for your wedding.
Yeah, you're young, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, look
I'm
at
sure
that
they're
girl.
Recovering.
She said there's no puff going on there.
I know. She has the hottest rig that Hailey
Baldwin.
She's
all gorgeous. The stuff's good. I mean, she could face plant while, you know, getting off a horse and be still photogenic.
Right. Well, don't you shoot her from the neck down? She's kind of a butterface, but
she's a butterface?
Oh. I think so. I don't love her face.
She's a butterface.
I think so.
She is a butterface.
Yes.
You don't know what butterface.
Okay, she's not a butterface, but she's like a kind of face.
No.
Like she's got like a face of a 4, the body of a 10. You know, she's got that long, like I see shots of her where she's got her lips like this. And her nose, that long nose and stuff. I'm like, oh.
No.
Yeah, she's not. She's all right.
No.
She's all right. Her body, though, stunning. Yeah. All he has to do is just, you know, keep his eyes
That's
lowered.
Such an awful term, but sometimes it is so...
So true.
Ridiculously appropriate. You just go...
You ever driving up and you come up on somebody, like on the marina, all the time this happens to me. Because on the marina, I drive by it every day and people are just running and doing all their thing. I'd be like, wow, that chick is cute. And I get past and look in my rear view, whoa.
Well, you do?
Sure.
Oh,
I'm very judgy.
Out the beach, there are so many people who are, let's say they've tanned way too much, like 40 years of tanning, but still dressed like a 20-year-old.
Uh-huh. Well, the rig still looks good.
So you get to the other side and you go, whoa, salty.
Are you a Wiccan?
Super salty. Oof.
I'm tan, Mom. I'm Patricia.
Right.
That's it. I'm out of time. Just looked at the clock. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Of the sea. I'm sorry. I'm still on there.
It's fine.
College. You know what I mean?
She's a sea hag.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 7 o'clock. Lucky you. You could win a pair of tickets to see Michael Fronte and Spearhead at the Fox Theater in Oakland on October 11th. That's right around the corner. Tickets are on sale now at apeconcerts.com. Be here at 7 o'clock to win those tickets.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app where you can stream radio. This show in particular is right there waiting for you.
And all our podcasts, too.
Get it right through the Radio.com app. And there you are listening. And
wherever you are. On vacation in Hawaii, no problem.
Loving.
Living in China, no problem.
Times of your life.
Oh, shared with us.
Radio.com. You're going to love it. Let me get today's date. I'm looking up. Here we go. I want to begin real quick with a sports note because on Wednesday, October 2nd, the Oakland A's will have a wild card baseball game against the Tampa Bay Rays, and it's a home game. It's here in Oakland. It's at 5 o'clock. That's Wednesday. That's tomorrow at 5.
Home day.
Today is the first wild card game. It's Milwaukee versus Washington, the Nationals versus the Brewers, and that is also at 5 o'clock tonight. So baseball playoffs begin this evening.
So then that's it. They'll make it into the playoffs or not?
Each one of those teams gets to play on.
To have a series.
And the rest of them, the other two, start vacation. Hey, her.
Well, let's hope that... Go A's.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think that's... They've got a tough situation
over
there.
That was a battle to get to for them to get there. Just last week, they were 3-plus games back. They battled in. It's good.
They don't have the best stadium scenario either.
They don't. It's true.
So...
Do they at least sell out during the playoffs and stuff?
It'll be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that they do.
I certainly do.
All right.
It's horrible when they have those tarps over the upper seats.
Yeah.
Well, and they've tried a million different ways to get a better situation, and unfortunately for them, the Giants hold the South Bay, so they can't go to San Jose like they wanted to, and they can't seem to get a deal for a new stadium in the East Bay. Mm. I don't know if that's done or not. I know I've seen a lot of renderings. And anyway, go A's. A 22-year-old college kid in Ireland says he figured out a way to get scammers to give him money.
Oh.
And he's pulled it off 3 separate times.
Oh.
Now, he's put a lot of work into this, so...
It's like a full-time job.
On one hand, I like say, you know, congratulations, I way to get them before they get
Stick
you.
It to them.
Well, it sucks. I mean, I've absolutely put, let's say, an old phone on Craigslist, and I'm selling the thing. And you get a note from someone who said, you know, in New Jersey that says, hey, I want, can you, you don't have a problem sending it to me. And this, everything's off about the whole thing. And you go, oh, man, no, I do have a problem. I'm going to meet someone at the grocery store and sell it for cash. Thanks anyway. But, you know, it's a scam and it sucks.
Right.
So this guy earlier this month, he says he got an email from someone claiming to be a big business banker who was looking for an investment of about $1,200. So the kid said, I'm interested. In fact, I'd like to give you about $60,000. Then he emailed them a fake PayPal invoice that made it look like he tried to transfer them the money, the $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the scammer didn't receive the funds, he claimed his bank put a hold on the transfer because they thought it was a scam. And he told the scammer, what you need to do is transfer a small amount of money from your account into my account. And that way they'll know that it's a legit account exchange. And then I can give you your $60,000. So they sent him $30.
Uh-huh.
And then he turned around and donated the $30 the scammer sent him. He donated that to a cancer charity and then sent them an invoice letting them know they'd been scammed.
That's genius.
But he had to make the invoice that looked legit enough.
He had to do the whole thing, right.
And scammers, just like most, like if you've ever met a thief, they're usually pretty sketchy dudes because they know what they're up to.
Right.
You know what I mean? So scammers, that's their business. So he had to probably do a really good job with this receipt in order to have them fall for it.
Although I wonder now if with having all their bank information, if there was some way that he could let the FBI onto, like that's, you know, it seems like there'd be enough of a trail there to put a name on that.
Unless there's some fraudulent bank account that they use.
I guess.
But you still need ID and everything else.
So. Right. And for them to have actually transferred money.
Yeah.
Means there's money in that account.
The irony would be is if the scammers end up trying to report him.
Right. He'd be like, "Hold, hang on.
Don't scam a scammer.
Hold on a second. It's a double scam. Whammy."
Yeah.
Right. Well.
Right.
And getting ripped off sucks.
Even if you're a scammer.
I've had it happen. It sucks.
Yeah. You feel so stupid.
Oh. We're not going to talk about that story ever again around here, but yeah, I got burned. Well, charred.
You were just
scorched.
A child. You were a child. It was before we all knew that scamming was happening. You trusted that fool.
I did. Anyway.
Wait, hold on. You were the fool. I'm sorry. Like I got you.
Well, no, I was a fool for sure, but I needed that money. It was a bad situation
Or you needed the trash bag of pot.
Right. Well, it was worth the effort. Mm. I never saw myself getting taken so hard. Yeah. I can still remember the feeling. I can see it. Do you ever see the apartments you've lived in the past
sure.
or the places and friends? Mm-hmm. Like, you can almost put yourself there. I can't, like, exactly smell it and everything, but, you know, I can see myself walking into the apartment and where the table is, and they're all around it on milk crates. And they're just like, where you been? And I'm just, oh, you're not going to believe what happened to me. I'm not going to make rent.
Oh.
And here's why. And watching them fall out of there. Oh, my, what? Just the whole thing.
But you told them you were trying to do it for them. Imagine what a hero you would have been if you'd walked in with that.
I know. Anyway, let's just move on. So people were asked, if you could eat one food for the rest of your life.
Only one?
Do you think people picked vegetables? Do you think people went with the most healthy thing that would help them sustain?
Wouldn't you get scurvy if all it was meat? Like, if you could only eat one thing, you'd have to go.
My first thought was chicken.
Oh. I mean, wouldn't you have
vitamin
deficiency?
I can make it any kind of way, though, right?
The number one answer was pizza. So people didn't think it helped at all.
Listen.
They were like.
Pizza's not
really?
A bad choice.
Every
because
day.
You
all
can put
day.
Whatever topping you want on it.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as there weren't restrictions on that, it's basically like being able to eat everything. You just say, give me a pizza and put a salad on top of it. And then just eat the salad. Give me a pizza and put chicken piccata on top of it.
Chicken piccata?
I don't know. Put
what
some,
in the
put
heck
some noodles
is chicken
on
piccata?
Put some meat stroganoff on that pizza.
I want a spaghetti and meatball pizza. Don't cut it. Just hand me it like it's a plate. Pizza.
Pizza.
That's what I'll pick. I'm going to go pizza.
Pizza's so good.
It's too good. It's because it's so bad.
Well, that's become one of the issues with kids is, you know, you got to feed them.
It's so easy. And you know they'll eat it.
The pizza becomes the you know, well, what about pizza? I know better than to have pizza for a second time in 1 week. And there I am. Because how do you say no?
Yeah.
Well, here's my built-in excuse. This kid needs to be fed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why eggs become the thing.
And it doesn't stop me from having four pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
God, if I could only stop myself at four.
What a cow.
What?
Yeah, oh, I'll just keep eating it. Ugh. I'm like, hurry up and eat it, you guys, or I'm going to eat it. You better hurry up. I like plain pizza and salt.
Just cheese.
Me too.
Just cheese pizza. Put a little bit of salt on there. Oh, my God, my mouth is watering right now.
Oh. A burglar broke into a 38-year-old woman's house in Leland, North Carolina last week, and according to the police report, they stole some jewelry, some money, and the woman's, quote, 12-inch electric vibrator wand.
Oh.
You're familiar with that one.
Sure,
that's the
yeah.
One
that's
the
big
ball
big
on the end.
Yeah. I'm thinking about
the plug
getting one
in.
Of those. That seems a good one, you know? Right. Plug in.
I've had partners had one in the past, and they are super effective.
Loud, though, huh?
Well, they're hard to...
I'm afraid that would just, like, deaden me down there.
They're hard to use. No, I don't think that's the case, because all of them are pretty powerful.
Hmm.
They're hard to use in conjunction with,
It's hard to fit that between two
yes.
people.
Yes. Mm. So that's the downside to that one. But sometimes that's a great get ready to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I do. Anyway, so she had that. So she reported it.
Well, that's my thing.
I don't
thing.
Know. I just feel like I'm not going to tell the police that. I'd be like, and other things. Well, what other things?
You don't report your whole tool chest has been kidnapped?
Yeah, you know, it's just an opportunity to buy some new tools. That's all. I don't know. I feel like I don't want to talk about that with cops.
Yeah, but these are your intimate.
Yeah.
You know them more than you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay, Siri, you need to
stop
it. Got
to stop.
Did she doesn't understand about the wand? You
I don't know what
to
she's,
her.
I don't even think I said Sarah, did I?
I don't know.
Anyway, that's what gets her all woken. You know, I can turn that off, can't I?
Probably.
I never even use it. Oh. The only time it happens is...
You know,
is...
I can't... I would use mine. It's a good thing that I don't have it going because I'm sure it would wake up all the time. But I can't even figure out how to turn the thing on.
Oh, here it is.
I mean,
Siri.
I've never even used it. You double click something and she'll show up, you know? So
turn off Siri. Siri's now off.
Oh, good. There we go. No more Siri. Duh. It's kind of sad. You just canceled her.
Just she needs to be. I don't use her.
Once.
I don't use her.
I'm with you. I have so many people that aren't people that I can talk to in my life. I can hey Google stuff. I can Lexi stuff. I can, you know, what do I need this other bitch for? Come on.
Wow. Ease up.
Yeah. Well, they've constantly. Everyone's always yelling at me from my house. I'm like, I'm not even talking to you.
There's a report right now in the Journal of Medical Case Reports about a 42-year-old woman who wound up with a serious brain injury from Pilates. Have you done Pilates?
No.
I don't really know Pilates.
I've never done.
I'm familiar with the name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it like yoga-esque but with more strength training or something?
Yeah, I don't know how to answer your question.
Yeah. I thought they use machines.
Do they?
As far as I know, it's jazzercise with some weights.
Yeah.
I mean, what do I know? I truly don't know.
Pilates. I think that you hear about people who are in physical therapy doing Pilates. Like there's Pilates moves that isolate individual muscles or muscle groups.
A woman was in the Pilates class in 2014 when she was performing a move.
Uh-huh.
And she felt a pop in her neck.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
About an hour later, she started having headaches and nothing made them go away. Doctors finally figured out what was wrong a month later.
A month later.
She had a brain leak from that Pilates move that went wrong.
She popped her brain.
Fortunately, the doctors were able to treat it, and the woman's headaches finally went away after about 2 weeks.
Oh, that's horrid.
They say it's the first Pilates injury like this that's ever been reported, but her brain leaked.
Wow.
I can't afford to lose
any
of what's left.
Is it? I mean, we were just talking about fluid, right? Mm. Not memories.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
These are all leaking out. I don't remember anything.
As it is, I'm filing things by first letter and then screaming out off of an A, hoping I get it right. I don't even know.
Please access that. Access it. Oh, God. It is true. It's almost like you just loosen the way to access crap in your brain. I'm like, I'm going through the files. I just can't seem to pull the one I need.
Yeah, it's really not an option for me to lose.
No, I'm with you. I need all the ones I got left. Mm-hmm. Did my share of killing those when I was a kid.
Right. Guy in Madison, Wisconsin named Andrew Philibeck was getting ready to propose to his girlfriend Rachel a couple months ago, but he knew she was really close with her sister Therese and would want her there to see it. So he called Therese last month and she joked that it would be funny if she hid out nearby and dressed up as a bush or something to be there for the proposal.
Oh.
And then she asked if she could take pictures of it.
As a bush.
As a bush.
So she's like.
It was supposed to be a joke, but Andrew said, no, that's perfect. You should do that. Mm. So he ordered a ghillie suit.
Oh, yeah.
On Amazon. What do you mean, oh, yeah?
My kid has a ghillie suit. When he was a little kid. It's like a.
Camouflage.
Camouflage, but it's furry. It's like. It's
a bushy. It's a
bush
man.
Bushy. It's not leaves, though. It's more like little, just sort of.
It can be leaves. Or,
can it?
Yeah, leafy. Yeah.
It says it was one of those grassy things snipers wear to blend in the background.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And Teresa said, yeah, I'll wear that. Okay. Get me the ghillie suit. I'm going to get in the ghillie suit. Right after the sister said yes, Therese screamed out. And they saw her and cracked up. And now the photos are going viral. There's a few of the actual engagement. And then there are a few of Therese dressed as a bush.
Mm.
So if you feel like following up on this story online, going viral now is Therese dressed as a bush, taking pictures of her sister, Rachel, and Andrew getting...
She's getting engaged to Andrew.
Where is Rachel?
Where's Hooman for that fact matter?
Well, tell us.
If I only knew. Hey, can you see if you can get those ghillie suit, the proposals? Put it on, you know.
I saw there's a Weiss Brother one written.
Got it.
Mm. That's fun. That's good fun.
Yeah.
I'm in a ghillie suit.
A ghillie suit.
My kid would just hide
Why does your kid have one?
He just loved it. He would play Army Man, you know. He'd be out like in the bushes.
This is Yeah Right?
No.
This is the older one. Oh.
Yeah. He was like, he would either dress up like a ghillie suit or whatever that is, army guy, I guess, and like slither around through the bushes, or he would put on this costume where he would be like a knight. And he would be out in our backyard, and I would just sit on the deck and be looking down at the little bit of yard we had down there. And I'd just watch him, and he'd have a whole conversation with the guy he was imaginarily fighting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know how kids are. It's just funny to watch them entertaining themselves. Like, yeah. Where did that kid go?
that's you smoking a butt.
Yeah, I was out, I'd be out on the deck, and I'd hear, I'd be like, what's that? And look down, there he is, doing his moves. Like, oh.
Good for you.
Fun.
Pet shop in Newfoundland, Canada, found some surveillance shots on Facebook this weekend of a couple that went into a store and stole hundreds of dollars worth of pizzles. You know what that is?
Pizzles? No, I do not. Oh, I think I do know what
it's
those are.
It's bullween.
Yeah.
It's for your dogs that chew.
Yes.
I think you've talked about these before. Did you used to get pizzles for your dog?
I used to get, before I knew what they were.
Oh. What, you didn't want her having that?
Well, first of all.
But she liked them.
They're so. So rank, smelly. They're so smelly that you want to hurl.
Like, stink the whole room up?
The whole room,
dog
for sure.
Dog loves them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on your carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Maybe that's an outdoor chew toy.
Well, I don't even think it. Anyway, they found, where was I? Oh, yeah. Hundreds of dollars worth of pizzles were missing.
Mm.
And they tried to do it at another store, but ran off empty-handed. Now the store is asking the public's help to identify the crooks who've stolen all the bull peen. I don't get it. Write it off. Yeah, I mean.
Are they expensive? Why did they specifically want to steal the pizzles?
Well, there's different sizes you can get.
And dogs love them so
they
much.
They do.
So maybe they have like a kennel.
I don't know. Yeah. Or they've got a dog. Look, dog.
Yeah, but I mean, it seemed like
one
they
of
got
the things
the
that happens
location.
Is that, like, I told you guys, Sandy started making these yogurt treats for my dog Willa, and then there was no not giving those to her.
Mm-hmm.
She'd just stare at me and shake. I finished my meal. I'm ready. Okay, now I'm out. I got to go to the grocery store, get yogurt, put them in the. Really? Mm-hmm. And there she is still staring. Like,
what flavor were they?
I just used plain. Yogurt.
She liked it.
Loved them.
Oh, boy.
Look. So once you start a treat, you kind of have married.
Right. Like, where's that?
Right.
You guys used to love me and give me pizzles.
Mm-hmm.
That was that dog.
You know they have pizzles and pho, right?
What?
Especially in San Jose, there's a bunch of...
oh, dear Lord.
What did you just say?
Pho, you know, pho? The shop
pho?
With the
pho?
The soup?
Pho? I had pho at your place.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
They have...
You put bull penis in your...
I didn't do that at my restaurant, but there's a lot of restaurants. In San Jose especially is very...
But it's not dry. It's just chopped or something. Like, it's not...
Yeah, it's not...
It's
like
a meat.
The ones for the dogs.
It's,
yes,
it's fresh meat.
When you had your pho
uh-huh,
restaurant,
pho?
Did people ever come in and say...
Ask for pizzle?
I'd like to have the bull peen.
They didn't...
You never had
You
anybody.
Guys don't have bull pizzle soup? Come on, man.
No, I had burritos, though.
I know. That was true.
You got a bull pizzle burrito?
Fusion.
The first pho burrito restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And last.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know about that.
Oh.
So far, I mean, have you heard
what
of anybody doing
that?
Still around?
There's other places that have, like, carne asada pho and stuff like that. That's why I started it, because I was like, that's delicious.
Carne asada pho. So they would put that in as the meat.
They'd use carne asada from like burritos and tacos, like the flavoring,
yeah.
And then they'd
fine.
Throw it in pho, and then
you just were like, why not just actually make it a burrito too? I could have got carne asada pho at your place.
Yes, exactly. Oh. Yeah, and carne asada fries and all that. It was so good. I'm starving right now.
Oh.
Every time I talk about food with you guys, starting from that, whatever it was, the pasta from earlier.
It's a crime that place didn't fly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's hard to wake up for this and then go home to that, and you know,
yeah,
it's
well, impossible.
No, I never tried to launch a restaurant while doing a radio show. But
it is true. This does take up a lot of mental.
It happened
space.
In the opposite order, though. You know, I started that restaurant and then I got this opportunity. I was like, I gotta go for that, and I'm like, oh man.
But I do know if anybody asks me to do anything after I'm done here, I'm like, oh, why don't you just kill me?
Yeah, I know. God, I'm such a bitch about
My
it.
My life's over. Take the kid to piano. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I had to do Scott Caparo's podcast yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even a thing yet, by the way. It's not up yet, is it?
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, tell us everything.
Well, the here's everything. That dude just keeps going and going. I'm like,
How long did you go for?
I think,
about an hour.
About an hour.
Oh,
a little bit over an hour.
So what did
over an hour?
I think so.
What did you guys talk about? Tell me one thing.
Nothing. I mean, nothing. He just honestly, it was like an interview. It was actually
fairly. He interviewed you?
Fairly serious, I thought. It was not. I mean, we had fun because we're friends and stuff, but I mean, it was basically like, you know, why do you think you connect with your audience? You know, Scott, how he gets when he's doing an interview.
He did?
Serious.
I'm like, I don't know. How should I know that? Yeah, so it was, but it was an hour.
It's the same approach as his stand-up, though. He goes, oh, just give me 30, 40 minutes. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. And then he goes and goes, and I'm like,
and he's
wrap it up, guys, wrap
Brynn
it up.
Keeps showing him the time on it, and I'm like, look at that. Look
Brynn,
at that.
You could have just shut it off.
I should have, but I don't want to. It's his podcast, and I wanted him to,
What good things did he get out of you?
Nothing. There was not. I mean, literally nothing that you've never heard before. Nothing.
Well, I've worked you over pretty good.
You
there's
have. That's
there's
true.
Hardly any meat left on that bone.
It's true.
But that's what I'm curious about.
We all know pretty much everything about everybody here.
Right.
Yeah. No, nothing.
Nothing new.
No.
Oh, but he shared some stuff about himself.
That's true. Though,
that
because I just kept turning it around.
That
well,
we didn't
that's
know?
What needed to happen. Like, what?
I can't remember anything.
Yeah, we'll tell you later.
What was it?
I shouldn't say.
I'll say it
later.
Yeah, we'll say it later.
We'll say it later.
It's not sexual.
No.
It was a weird thing about Edson.
It was like, whoa.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.